Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there. Now new disciple, new devotee, Sanatana Goswami is there. Sanatana Goswami has not any cloth, all their board and torn. Chandrasekhar Prabhu, where they were living. The owner of the house, he brought a new one, dhoti and cloth. And he requested Sanatana Goswami that you should take new one and give up your old and torn and maila kuchala, dirty. He told, I don't want new one. If you have old your dhoti, then please give me. New one I don't want. After that, he brought his own old dhoti. Sanatana Goswami Maharaj. Which made into two pieces. And one piece is for his bahirvas and other for his
door coffin,
you know, to cover the shame, well, very little, like this one here, like we take. And he was satisfied. Seeing this is Akinchan mood. Really, it is the ground for bhakti. If you are not becoming like this, Bhakti Devi cannot sit on that. If anything, any desire, worldly desire is there, bhakti will come and go, but now peacefully sit. So Sukadeva Goswami, Narada Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all his followers, Prabhu Sanatan did like this. We have so many desires. So we should be here with family and do bhajan. But one day, in another life, with the previous impressions, we will lose all the worldly desire. And then heart will be pure, and Bhakti Devi gladly will come and sit and serve Krishna. So Sanatana Goswami made it first. Clear. Took bath also, upper bath. But inner bath is more essential. Krishna has covered our all bad desires, modes. If we can open, we see that, oh, such bad things. But fortunately, Krishna has covered. Other we see that we have so much lust, oh, he is Maharaj. But so many desires. But you cannot see because it has covered, Krishna has covered. So, at first, we need to how a man can be nishkinchan, give up his desires. If something can be realized, then you can give up. Otherwise, not. Once a person came to Sanatana Goswami in Vrindavan when he was doing bhajan, chanting, remember, weeping, rolling down on the earth. A Brahmin from Kashi came and told that Shankar, Mahadeva, Vishwanath, Kashi Vishwanath has sent me to you for some wealth because I had to marry my daughter. I had no money. Sanatana Goswami told, I have nothing, you are seeing. He told that Shankar has told me. That is why I have come. Shankar cannot speak lie. Tell lie. Sanatana Goswami then said, certainly, Shankar is a pure Vaishnava. He cannot tell you lie. Then I have some wealth. Oh, he said, oh. One day I was walking and giving parikrama to Vrindavan. Touched a stone. If you touch iron, it will be gold. Paraspaksha. Oh, I found that. But no need. I don't want anything worldly. So it is useless for me. He kept it in a mud or and under sand. Near Jamuna. And he forget that he has like that, a jewel like this. And he was chanting. In the meantime, Brahmin came and asked. He remembered and he told that, go to this place and make sand.
Take away the sand.
And you will see that there is something. Went there and opened the covering of the sands, and he got a very beautiful Paraspaksha. Sanatana Goswami told that, take this iron and touch it to it. As soon as he touched and it became pure gold, the Brahmin became so happy. So, Sanatana Goswami gave to that person. If I have, and anyone asking, I will, the last person, first person, the last person, to give it to her. Sanatana Goswami gladly gave it. He took it and he advanced towards Kashi, but in the way he thought, this person has more valuable thing. That is why he is gladly given me. So I should go there again. He went again and asked. I think that there are so many jewels like this, more valuable than this. I want that, I don't want this. Oh, certainly you don't want. Throw it in Jamuna, very far. In the middle of Jamuna. He at once took it and
threw it.
At it went in the very deep in water. Then Sanatana Goswami told him, go and take bath from Jamuna, come out. And he told that you should always remember, chant, sing this line, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And in some days you will have pure devotion to Krishna. I am rich person, certainly I am rich. But by this prema I am rich. I am so wealthy. But because I have so much wealth of prema, if a man has no prema at all, being rich and everything here, he is very, very poor person. And if anyone like Shankar, like Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, having nothing, but they can give everything to whole world support. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually had nothing with him when he was in the renounce already, you know. Only door and coffin. No? Door, coffin, you know?
Well,
nothing else. So, this prem, devotion, love for Krishna is our Swarup Sampatti. Is our
own form.
Form? Swarup? Kya Swarup?
Real
wealth. Real. Real wealth. So we are now poor. If the money of whole world will be given to you, what will you do? You will eat or you will sleep on that, what will you do? And if a second, in the second minute you are dead, then what? Nothing. So really wealth is praying, devotion. We are poor for this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come to give this. I also have been directed by them to go on the same line as Swami Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, known as Prabhupada in all countries, had come to only to give this prem wealth. So we should try to have and to be rich. Otherwise we will hanker, always we will suffer. So here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is answering him first question that Jivera Swarup hai Nitya Krishna. Who is Jeev? Who am I? I am not anything of this world. I am part and parcel of Krishna. Jivera Swarup hai Nitya Krishna Das. By our Swarup, by your soul constitution, constitution of our soul, Atma, Krishna's service is our wealth. If our loses this thing, then Maya takes and become in Maya control. By constitution, bhakti is here. But why we give up and forget Krishna? Then we come to illusory Maya, thinking that I am wife of any person, I am husband of anyone, my father is here, I am the owner of this building, and actually all are illusory and false, quite false. So Sanatana Goswami Jivera Swarup hai Nitya Krishna Das. Surjan Sakirana jaise Agni Jala Chai Shabhavi Krishna Tin Prakar Shakti hai. Krishna Bhuli Se Jiva Anadi Bahirmukh Ate Maya Tare De Sansara Adi Dukha. Krishna Bhuli Se Jiva Anadi Bahirmukh. I want to hear the explanation of Swamiji, what he has explained. Loudly.
Translation. Forgetting Krishna, the living entity has been attracted by the external feature from time immemorial. Therefore, the illusory energy, Maya, gives him all kinds of misery in his material existence. Purport. When the living entity forgets his constitutional position as an eternal servant of Krishna, he is immediately entrapped by the illusory external energy. The living entity is originally part and parcel of Krishna and is therefore the superior energy of Krishna. He is endowed with inconceivable, minute energy that works inconceivably within the body. However, the living entity, forgetting his position, is situated in material energy. He is called marginal energy because by nature he is spiritual, but by forgetfulness he is situated in the material energy. Thus, he has the power to live either in matter or spirit, and for this reason he is called marginal. He is sometimes attracted by the illusory energy when he stays in the marginal position, and this is the beginning of his material life. When he enters the material energy, he is subjected to threefold time measurement, past, present, and future. Past, present, and future belong only to the material world. They do not exist in the spiritual world. The living entity is eternal, and he existed before the creation of this material world. Unfortunately, he has forgotten his relationship with Krishna, and his forgetfulness is described herein as anadi, which indicates that it has existed since time immemorial. One should understand that due to his desire to enjoy himself in competition with Krishna, he comes to material existence.
So many good things here. Everything is complete. We are part and parcels of Krishna. Our nature of jeev is to serve always Krishna. Anadi bahin mokh, there is a word. We are part and parcel and serving Krishna in Golok, Vrindavan or Vaikuntha. How we fell here? How we came here? This is the question. If we were serving Krishna and we are happy in this world, it is absurd to come here. Jadgatva anani vartante taddham paramamama. Those who go to Krishna and he began to serve, he cannot come because Krishna is so attractive. So much attractive. So much beautiful. So merciful. So sweet, fragrant, everything you like. Anyone goes to Krishna, even Putana went to Krishna and she wanted to kill Krishna. Very kalput poison, very powerful poison. She took in his breast and went to Gokul in disguise. She became very beautiful lady, mother. And Jasoda and Ronima and all others were there. She at once took the child Krishna and he, oh, I want to love him. I want to give him breast. She was disguised in mother. What is she wanted to kill? What is this?
Phone.
So, she wanted to kill Krishna with so powerful poison. But he went in the shape of mother and took an, oh, very beautiful son. It is not your son, it is my son. You have kept it out of your stomach. Why? Jasoda was seeing, Ronima I am seeing, and all others were there. They saw that we are not mothers. Actually, she is mother. So beautiful. She took and gave his breast and pumped it with one hand. And took another hand here and pumped. Krishna वो अपनी आँखों को बंद कर दिया.
Close his eyes.
Because he has come in the shape of mother, how can I kill her? So he closed his eyes. And he gave, outwardly she was so much nourishing and what?
Caressing.
With affection. Showing so much affection, no affection at all. Showing affection. Oh, you have come as a mother. You cannot be in this shape, in demon shape. I will certainly give you this mother boat, and always I will keep you in with me, never separated. So he took his breast and also took his atma also. Krishna thought that if I am drinking her milk and he dies, what to do? What can I do? Then he gave his mother position in Gaurav Vaikunth. And she never returned. If a demon goes to Krishna and he never returns, how all which were serving Krishna so sweetly, how they can come? So he has tell margin line. No? Margin?
Marginal energy.
Never he is served. From marginal line he has. Forever, never he has seen Krishna. His potency is like a seed potency, not working. If you give it in earth, give pour water something, air will come, sun rays will come, it will make him, it sprout. And after that two leaves will come. After that so many branches and trees and flowers, so many flowers and so many fruits each year. Everything is in constitutional, in potency, in jiva, but they have not. So jiva is of two kinds. Understand? One liberated soul. They have never seen this world. They have not ever come in the control of Maya. And in other we are, this conditioned soul. We are suffering because we are not serving Krishna. By constitution you have in potency to serve Krishna, prem, snehman, everything is there, but it is covered with Maya. So marginal position he has. We should know what is the meaning of marginal potency. Then everything will be clear. By mind, extrapolations, tarka, yukti,
logic, arguments.
We cannot be doubtless. It will not do, will not help you in Krishna consciousness. Because Krishna is beyond all these things. So we will have to take shelter of any guru or Vaishnava. First condition is this. If you want to go to Krishna and to serve her, and our potency should come out, and real happiness we want, then you will have to see any qualified guru. Tasma gurum prapaddet jikyasu sheya uttamam shabde parecha nishnatam brahmanyupasamasya. Srila Rupa Goswami has told something about this. If a man is doing chanting Hari name, no? He is chanting Hari. He is chanting 16 or 64 rounds daily. He is worshipping Radha and Krishna. He is remembering the pastimes of Krishna. He is doing 9 kinds of bhakti, sramanam, kirtanam, smaranam, padashivanam, archanam, bandhanam, dasasi, sakha atmanirvedanam. Or 5 kind. You know 5 kind of bhakti? Sadhu sangha, nam kirtan, bhagavat sraman, mathuravas, simurti, satra. These are prominent among 9 kinds of bhakti. And in this, 3 are prominent. Sramanam, kirtanam, smaranam. Chanting, remembering, meditating. Among them, Krishna is so much powerful. It contains all kinds of 64 kinds of bhakti. Even all 5 and 9 kinds. Everything is there in you. But if you are chanting yourself, 16 rounds, worshipping Krishna, reading Chaitanya Chaitamritam Bhagavatam, it is not sufficient. If you are not taking initiation from any real and qualified guru, because you have no relation, it is like a husky. No. Anything without seed, like rice, husk. But there is no
grain.
If you will take 100 months of husk and you should beat or give in machine, any grain will not come. Any grain. So this is like this. It may be that in next day, next birth, you can have any guru. And then potency will come in name, in meditation, in chanting, doing bhajan, otherwise not. So initiation is most essential. It is written there. Like Ajamil, he went to Vaikuntha Bai. There was no guru. He was chanting. What became? He could not have any praying for Narayan or Krishna. Only he was saved from death. Only that. And he saw the arguments and talk between Yamadut and
messenger of Vishnu.
And by seeing the messenger, he has agreed to serve Krishna or Narayan. Then he left that place and went to Haridwar. And among the sadhus, being Vaishnava, he was discussing Harikatha, Harinam, and he made guru, and then he chanted Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. And then the
messenger
of Vishnu came and took them. So without guru, we cannot have this potency of Krishna name or anything. If you chant lakhs births without guru. But we see Haridas has no guru. Ramananda Rai, he may have any guru but not written anywhere. So many persons, we see that they have no guru, but yet they have gone to Vaikuntha or they have gone Krishna Prem they have. Oh, there are two things. There are two kinds of impressions. If you have impression in your past lives so much, so thick, then you can come to this world in next birth and you seek real guru yourself. And if there is no past impression, so much thick, anyhow, you cannot know who is guru and not guru. But Krishna is so merciful. Vaishnava are going here and there. Anyhow, by accident, it seems like accident, but not accident. By past impression, Krishna manages to have a guru. And by that guru, he gradually comes in the stage of sadhu sangha, shraddha, nishtha, ruchi, ashakti, bhav, up to these stages to sadhana. And after that we will go to Krishna. So it depends on the mercy of Gurudev by which we have taken initiation. So Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami are telling Srila Rupa Goswami has quoted here from Mahabharata, Shantipad, Adikshasya Bhamoru Kritam Sarvam Nirarthakam. Nirarthakam, you know? Nirarthakam, in vain. Pasu Yoni Apnoti dikshang virahati jana. If anyone has not taken diksha, Rukmangad and Rohini Shampa, that without diksha, without initiation, all the subha karms, all the pious activities of anyone is without fruit. They go into the animal yoni.
Species.
No? They become animal. Srila Jiva Goswami has told that without diksha, we cannot do archana of Thakur. No diksham, no shakya. It is written. Siddha Swami has told, no dikshan, na cha satkriyan, na cha purashcharyan mana akshate, mantrayan rasna, ispragiva falati krishna matmaka. It has been told anywhere that no need of taking diksha initiation, no purashcharya, no archan pujan. Only these mantras are so powerful that if they touch tongue, at once they give fruit. But Jiva Goswami is telling, it is true. For whom? Those who are impressed, who have received their Guru in past births, only for this. So Haridas did not know any Guru. He has Guru. His Guru was with him, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Narada has taken initiation from Brahma, Vyasa has taken from Narada, Sukadeva Goswami from, and been disciplic order we see up till now. So why we not do? We should also try to follow this thing, other we will fail in our activity. If Guru is opposite to any Vaishnavas, he is guilty in Krishna consciousness, abusing or ninda kar raha, criticizing any Vaishnava, those he is ashuddha. It has been told here. Give up all these goods. I am not telling, advising you to change your guru. But if you want to achieve Krishna prem, will have to come this line. Krishna arranges. He arranged Swamiji to come. He arranged Srila Bhakti Vedanta. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he said, he married Swamiji, that go around all world and give my this thing to all. You must try to do it all over the world. I think that those who have received the mercy of him, you are all so much fortunate. And news who are coming in this line, I think that only by the mercy of him, reading his books, by him. So we are all indebted to him. But we cannot say that he was Guru and after that no Guru and I should not do Guru. This is not. If you are not managing Shuddha Gurudev, try to do prayer. Oh Krishna, you are so much. Oh Nityananda Prabhu, oh Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, oh Rupa Goswami, oh Sanatana Goswami, you are so powerful. I pray in your lotus feet. manage this. Without this I will die. I think if our prayer is sincere, then Krishna surely is bound to man, because he always does. So here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming. One kirtan. Jai Kunja Vihai. You know? Very little I want to. Art Bhajigai. Then we will stop here by this gift. Very soon. Jai Radha Madhava.